Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to stop by for an hour and say hello and see how you guys are doing. Tonight, if you would like to call in, I'm more than happy to help you, to heal you, to make you feel better. And that's what I do. That's my job. I love doing it, and it's really a lot of fun. Tonight, I'd like to talk about being still. A very important word, and still is extremely important for the body. We are all in a very tense time now, and economically it's not very good, but there's a lot of things that we can do to cheer ourselves up and bring more holiness to our lives. And one way of doing that is being still and allow your heart to open up all by itself. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Flo Vinnick, and I was calling to talk with you.
Yes.
Does that mean that you're still there?
I'm still here. I'm still here. I just pinched myself. I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you speak up just a smidge, honey?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
I've been calling for weeks to try to get you, and it's always busy.
Okay.
And a friend of mine had given me your number and suggested that I call.
Yes.
You're the Jewish healer?
Yes, I do.
And what does that mean, physically or mentally?
Both.
Hello?
It's both there. Whatever you need, I'm willing to help. Is there something I can help you with?
Well, I'm recovering from a traumatic brain injury that I received in an automobile accident 4.5 years ago.
Okay.
And
how long ago was that?
4.5 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm still recovering.
Yes.
Still have a way to go.
Okay.
And what is it that you do or try to do?
Well, I'm looking at the left side of your brain. Is a lot of the damage on the left side there?
Quite frankly, I don't remember.
Okay, that's okay.
A lot of memory problems.
Okay, that's good. Let's just see what we can do to help you. Would you like me to help you?
Of course I would. That's why I'm calling.
Good. Okay. What is your first name?
My first name is Flo, F-L-O, short for Florence.
Terrific, Flo. What I'm going to do is, your heart is opening up now. And what we're doing is taking that energy that's in the heart and taking it up to the brain. As a matter of fact, I was going to talk about that this evening, being still and allow your heart to open. So this would be good for people to hear. I am up in your brain right now, and
is there anything there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Plenty there.
At times I wonder.
No, you're doing fine. What we're going to do is clear a lot of the darkness out tonight and see what we can do about helping you. Here we go. I'm making a connection with you now. Have you had trouble moving your hands at all?
No.
Okay.
Not my hands, my legs and my balance.
Your legs?
And my balance.
Okay. Well, you're being cleared right now as I'm talking to you. Are you sitting or standing?
I'm sitting.
Okay. What I'm going to do is put a pillar of white light about 1.5 feet in front of you.
Is that something I would see?
No. You might be able to feel it. As a matter of fact, I'm very well sure you'll be able to feel it. Take your right hand and put it out in front of you very slowly. And I'll tell you when to stop. Right there. Just hold it right there. That's it. Just let that clear you. Very good. Would you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Could you stand up and see how your balance is now? feel a lot more centered.
Well, I don't have my cane with me, but I'm just standing in front of my computer.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel to you?
Okay.
Do you feel better?
So far.
Good. Good. It's clearing very quickly. You're still standing. It feels like you're standing.
I am.
Are your legs wobbly or did they stop wobbling a little bit?
No, they're wobbly.
Pardon me?
They're wobbly.
Okay. Do me a favor. Can you walk about a half a foot in front of you?
6 inches in front of me?
Half a foot in front of you, yes. There's a lot of white light. There's a pillar of white light standing right in front of you. As a matter of fact, it's being moved backwards to you right now. Just stand there. It's fine. Can you feel a lot of energy going through you? You should be able to feel that right in the lower part of your back. Can you feel that energy?
Truthfully, no. I'm just standing here.
Good. Can you feel the energy there?
I don't feel anything.
Okay. Your spine is clearing. You can sit back down again.
Good. It's not easy to stand without my cane.
Good. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Your spine is clearing. It's going up to the brain. What we're doing is taking the some blockages away from you. Can you feel that going up your back? Can you feel a tingling sensation going into your back and up to the back of your head? Can you feel that?
Mm-mm.
No, it's happening, so... Some people can feel energy, some people can't, and that's okay. I can feel a tingling in your lower back now, and your head. My question to you is, do you feel more grounded?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Do you feel more centered? Do you feel that your legs are heavier now?
Not heavier. They're just about the same. I'm sitting down.
Okay. What I need you to do is to let go. Let go of everything. That's it.
Can you see into my brain?
Yes, I can.
Do you see any fluid in there?
I can't diagnose over the phone, honey. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That I can't.
You know, my neurologist thought I might have NPH.
Mm-hmm.
And another neurologist said he didn't.
I can talk to you privately over the phone, but I can't diagnose over the phone.
How could you talk to me privately on the phone?
Yeah, I'll give you a phone number afterwards.
Okay.
What I'm doing right now is clearing things up for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to let go there. You're holding on to way too many things. You have to let go. That's it. Okay, would you do me a favor? Could you just stand up and see if your legs are less wobbly? How does that feel to you?
Well, they don't don't feel less wobbly. They're just wobbly.
Is your cane nearby?
Is my cane nearby? No, but I could hold on to the bed here.
Okay. I want you to take a few steps and see if you're stronger in your legs.
I'm just kind of wobbly.
Is it stronger?
Well, I'm standing on the back of my heels. And
does it feel stronger, dear? That's what I need to know.
Yes.
Good. Your brain is clearing very nicely. Your spine is clearing. Can you feel a tingling sensation now in your spine going up to the back of your head?
No, but I have some discomfort in my neck.
There might be a little pain in the back of your head. You need to go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
I can.
Okay. You can?
Yes.
Good. You can sit back down again. We're just clearing things up for you. May I ask your age?
68.
68?
Mm-hmm.
You're a couple of years younger than me.
Oh, good.
Actually, you're a couple of years older, but I'd like to say younger.
Well, good. I appreciate that.
I need you to see if you can see more peripherally.
Well,
can you
right
see
or
more
left.
Peripherally?
Right or left?
Both sides. If you look out the front of your eyes, honey. Can you see more both right and left on both hemispheres? Do you see...
I need a corneal transplant in my left eye.
I can hear you, honey.
I said I need a corneal transplant in my left eye. I don't have much peripheral vision.
What is it like in the right eye? Can you see further in the back?
Yeah. My right eye is pretty much okay.
Okay. Does it feel better?
Does my right eye feel better?
Yes. Can you see more with the right eye?
Well, I always can.
You always can?
Yes.
Okay. What we're going to do is, I'm going to be focusing on your left eye for a minute.
That's the blur.
Just give me a minute, please. Is that clearer? Can you see clearer in your left eye?
No, it's still a blur.
Can you feel the energy going through your eye now? You should be able to feel almost like a wind that's going through your eye. Can you feel that?
Not really.
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah,
no,
can you feel the air going through your eye?
Not especially, and
okay,
I can't see any better.
That's okay. Okay. You feel like you're a lot less wobbly to me. If you want to get up and just try walking for a second or 2 seconds, I think you'll see that your legs are stronger.
I'm going to put the phone down.
Sure.
So I walked to the doorway, and I'm still wobbly, but I was able to do it.
Does it feel stronger to you?
Maybe. You know, it's at different times, it's different.
Okay. How does your brain feel? Can you see clearer out of your right eye? In other words, are you seeing more peripherally? Are you seeing straighter ahead?
I'm seeing straighter ahead.
Good. Good.
And the left is still
good.
Bad.
Terrific.
May I ask you where you think you get your healing?
Excuse me?
May I ask you where you think you get your healing powers from?
Right from heaven.
Not from the Torah?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I read the Torah a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind should feel clearer. Does your mind feel clearer?
Most of the time my mind is pretty clear. It's just when I'm trying to remember things or bring up words that I get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Now let's try something. Where are you calling from, may I ask?
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So you're about, it's about 3 o'clock out there now?
It's 4:15.
Okay, so it's 2-hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what you had for lunch?
What did I have for lunch? Tomato soup.
Excuse me?
Tomato soup.
Okay. Can you feel tingling in your lower back now and your brain?
Not in my brain, that's for sure.
Can you feel it in your back?
Well, I'm sitting in the kind of position that I might be putting some pressure on there.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm feeling.
Because what I'm picking up is that there's a lot of tingling going on between your lower spine, your upper spine, and your brain. There's a lot going on right now.
What
and it feels
mean?
Good. It feels like a very strong vibration. That's what it feels like to me.
And what does that mean?
That means that everything is at a higher level of consciousness. In other words, your consciousness is being taken up. Do you feel energy from your neck past your head? It should feel like there's energy going out the top of your head. Can you feel that?
Well, my neck is hurting me. That's what
well, that's because things are moving.
And my spine started hurting.
Your what's hurting there?
My spine.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of things clearing up, so I suspect things are moving. What we're doing is freeing you up a little bit. It has to be done slowly. It can't be done all together at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Your body only takes so much. You should feel your legs getting lighter. that's okay. I'm feeling what you're feeling, and that's okay. What I would highly suggest is give this a day or two and see how it feels to you.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me give you a phone number.
Okay, let me get my pen. Okay.
It's 585.
585.
746.
746.
8321.
8321.
Yes.
And what is that?
That's my cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And give it a day or two, see how that feels for you. So I think what'll happen is that you'll start feeling a little better. It takes time with the brain. The brain has to recover slowly.
It's been over 5 years.
Excuse me?
I said it's been almost 5 years.
Yeah. Well, we're just using a little energy. What we're doing is clearing up the blockages. And sometimes when you clear up blockages, things hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Things are being moved. It's not going to hurt you.
So I should call you in 1 to 2 days?
Yeah, and see how it feels and call me.
I will.
Okay?
Yes.
And the only thing that can happen is you'll start feeling better.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
Life has not been wonderful.
Actually, it's been pretty tough, and that's okay. We'll just try to make you better.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Anyhow, getting back to what we were talking about is that what we need to do is get in touch with our heart energy and allow ourselves to be free. And what we need to do is just focus on the heart. Allow that to open up all through your body. Allow that energy just to clear you. Allow it to be part of who you are, because that is who you are. The heart energy will not lie. What it will do is open up to more love, more understanding, and just let things go. You could actually feel energy flowing from your heart through the rest of your body. Shut your eyes and just relax and allow that to work. I think you'll find that really a lot of fun to do, because what that does is open up the energy and let that flow through your body. Allow it to be peaceful. Just get in touch with the peacefulness inside of you. You don't have to work at it. Just allow your heart to be there and be still. Just be still and go with it. Because I think that'll really, really help you. I know it's helped a lot of people. And that's been taught around the world for thousands of years, to be still and allow your heart to open. It's very, very important to do for good thought. It's a good practice to open yourself up and give you the love that you respect and need. That's it. That's real good. You should be able to feel light coming through your head and going through your throat right now. You should be able to see white light if you're capable of seeing white light. If you're not capable of seeing white light, you might feel very happy right now. Just be still and allow that light to protrude all through your body. That's it. Just allow that feeling to grow. Just let it glow all through your body. I think Neil Diamond hit it right on the noggin when he said, "Let your heart light shine." I don't know how many people remember that song, Heart Light. But he was right on target. That's it. Just let it go through you. How does it feel? It should feel really, really good. What that's doing right now is opening up all through your body. It's opening up your diaphragm. If you have a problem with the diaphragm, that's your breathing apparatus. There's a chakra there. Just allow the heart chakra to do its thing. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself becoming a lot more grounded just by opening up your heart light. You should be more yourself now. That's really a wonderful way of being. If you're living in the past, you're dead. If you're living in the future, you're not here. Allow yourself to be here. Allow yourself to be in this moment. Allow yourself to be, period. It's beautiful. How does everybody feel? If you're working with me, your heart light should be on, and you should feel a lot more centered and a lot more balanced right now. That's what it's all about. It feels really good to me. Your eyes should be more focused, and they should be bolder. That's what it feels like to me. Your eyes are opening. We need to open our minds from the inside out. We need to stay awake. The way to stay awake is to open up the heart and allow that to shine through our bodies. Stay in the now. If anybody needs any kind of help, please don't hesitate to call me. You guys have got the phone numbers, and there's a new worldwide phone number. Please, if you need some help, I'm more than happy to help you. But meantime, allow yourselves to feel free. Feel free of your problems. When you open up that heart light, you're allowing the energy from heaven to go through you. It could put you in a state of nirvana. You should be able to feel that kind of energy all the time. You need to allow yourself to be free to express who you are. And by opening up your heart light and opening up that energy, you'll be able to do that. You'll be amazed at the amount of gifts that you have and what you can do with this kind of energy. Think of everything that's good in your heart. The answers that you seek, the real answers that you're seeking, you can get from your heart. You're not going to find them in textbooks. You're not going to find them in encyclopedias. The way that the questions that you want to know about what is life and how to live your life, you need to find that in your own heart. You can find it in the Torah, you can find it in the Bible, in the New Testament, but the thing to do is to find it in your own heart. Every question, every answer that you've ever wanted to know in your life is in your heart. And you open that up and you'll start receiving your answers. It's that simple. It's not difficult. You don't need to make it difficult. You just need to connect your heart light and allow that to shine, because what that'll do is get you in touch with all the other chakras, and everything else will fade away except for the pure white light in your systems. And it's so important. You should feel almost in a state of grace. You should feel very balanced, very poised. How does that feel to everybody? Somebody, if you guys want to call me and tell me how that feels, that would be wonderful. Your energies feel very, very strong. There's a lot of darkness clearing a lot of people right now. I can feel that. So that's wonderful. Just allow that light to just go through your body. Just let everything go. Be clear of your thoughts. Be clear of mine. You're doing great. How does that feel to you guys? You should feel very, very clear, very balanced. I'm showing you ways of getting in touch with your heart and how to open that up and allow that experience just to flow through you, just to give yourself love and understand that it's there all the time. Doesn't mean every 25 hours or 24 hours or 23 hours. It should be there all the time. Think of yourself as flowing from heaven. Think of yourself as your heart opening up, and feel all the love around you and all the love within you. And that love will transfer from the inside of you to the outside of you. People will pick up on that. People will feel your love. One of the insecurities we have in our nation is that we're very transposed and very fixated on what we look like more than what we are. We have to realize the true part of ourselves is in the heart. We all have it. We all have those feelings. And that's opening up to the most transparent part of yourself, the part that actually flows. It flows like the ocean. It flows like a pond of water that's just absolutely glistening, that's opening up to everything that you are on the inside. You can put makeup on, you can wear a toupee, you can do whatever you want to do. It does not matter. What matters is the inside coming to the outside. That's what matters. Believe it or not, when a person's energy is opened from the inside outside, it's absolutely amazing, because people pick up on that faster than they would pick up on somebody absolutely beautiful. You have to realize that the beauty lives within yourself, not without yourself. The real beauty of us is in heaven. It connects with us, allows us to open. Every answer that you've ever wanted to learn is in your heart. please believe me when I tell you, you have to allow yourself to open up to that energy and to flow with it. It will help you tremendously. You should be able to feel yourselves now more inside yourselves than outside yourselves. And that's where you need to be. You need to flow with that energy. It's all new. It's going to feel different. But believe me when I tell you that the inside energy is a lot more powerful than the outside energy. And one of the best sayings that I got from heaven is, don't allow the outside forces to overrule your inside forces. Which means that if you're bothered by a newspaper, or you're bothered by a newscast, or you're bothered by the economy, go within yourselves. Get the answers that you're looking for. The true answers are inside of you. Ask them, and you'll receive them. You'll receive what to do for yourself. It's so important to do. And we just don't take the time to do that. And that's where everything is. It's right in the heart. But we're not taught that. We're not given those kind of abilities because nobody really talks about it. But what I'm trying to instill in you is that think inside. Think of the beautifulness within inside yourself. Think of the beautifulness that other people will feel, your members of your household, your children, your wife, your husband. Think of everything that you could do and help people. You won't even have to work at it. But anyhow, that's enough about that. I think the other thing we need to talk about is there's a great show, I think, in California. It's coming up 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's called the Consciousness Expo. It's going to be held at the L.A. Marriott, I believe. And there's going to be an awful lot of people there. Dr. Bell will be there. A lot of different people. David Carradine is going to be there with his band. And there's a lot of people that are going to be there that are very, very famous. Dr. Stitchin will be there. He knows a tremendous amount about Planet X. He's actually the foremost professor on Planet X, and he's going to give a lecture. And there's going to be a lot doing out there. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to get out there. So I'm going to have a problem with that. I was going to go with Dr. Bell, but unfortunately I'm not feeling up to it. So, but there's a lot happening out there, and you guys could have a ball. If you're in California, I would definitely go out there. Even if you're close, it's going to be really, really great to do. If there's anybody out there that needs healing, anybody out there that has a problem, please don't hesitate to call me. That's what I'm all about, and I'm here to help you. Other than that, think of love. Think of consciousness. Think of anything that is beautiful in your life, your children, your wife, your husband. Think about the beautifulness that you have around you. And the wonderfulness and the peace that they give you. I think it's so important. It's so important to take a look at that because children are very special folks. And sometimes we need to have an idea of what they're all about to see what we're all about. And I don't have children, but I know that I've seen my friends with their children. And they say the darndest things. They really open up your eyes. It's really amazing how children can react. Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. This is Georgia from Michigan calling.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi. I was calling to ask. I believe you're on air now.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Calling to ask what you can help me with. In family area.
What's going on, honey? What can I help you with?
Well, I'm getting just a little tight. my father has just recently passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. So, family issue.
So things have been a little rough for you?
Basically with the family.
Okay.
Me, I can handle it okay. I just don't like to see everyone upset and arguing.
What are they arguing about?
Just things in general.
Just things in general?
Yeah.
So what we need to do is put a lot of energy in your home.
Yes, please.
What we're going to do is there's a 4-foot pillar of light right in the center of your home right now. Are you in the center of your home?
Basically, yes. In the kitchen.
Can you feel the energy coming through?
Yes, I can.
It should be about 4 feet wide. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Take your hands and open up your hands to that energy. You can put down the phone for a minute.
All right.
That's wonderful. How does that feel to you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. You're quite welcome. That'll feed your whole family for quite a while.
Oh, I appreciate you so much.
Not a problem. What I would suggest doing, have you been listening to me about opening your heart and staying open?
Yes.
Do that, dear.
That'll I have.
Be really, really good for you.
And it does work. I know it does work.
Oh, it's fabulous.
It is.
It's fabulous. That light will be with you for quite some time.
Thank you.
When you need it, just stand in it.
Okay.
And if there are some people around that need that, now what it's doing is going into all the bedrooms, it's going into the bathrooms, it's going into the basement. You do have a basement. It feels like a basement.
Yes, we do.
Yes. The basement's a little... It's getting cleared out pretty fast.
It's very thick-walled, yes.
Yes, yes, I can feel that.
they built it strong in the olden days.
Yeah. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Michigan. Yes. It's cold out there, isn't it?
Actually, today we got up to 35 degrees.
Oh, you're having a heat wave.
Yes, we are, and it's melting and melting very fast.
Yeah, we got up to 50 today.
Oh, well, I hope we get that. Send it our way.
That would be nice. It's 46 degrees now, so we're having a heat wave here in Rochester, New York.
Oh, you're in New York.
Excuse me?
You're in New York?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were in California.
Well, the show's emitting from California.
Okay.
They call me, and I just speak to everybody around the world. So it's a lot of fun working with people. How does that energy feel in your house now? You should feel a
it's
lot more.
It's very grounded. Good. I think I'll be cleaning tonight.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Take care.
I needed that.
Huh?
I needed that.
There you go. Feels good.
Yes, I had to take yoga when I was younger just so I could go to the dentist.
Well, yoga's pretty good stuff.
Yes, it is.
It gets you going in the morning, at least. It gets me going in the morning.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I swim. I do a lot of swimming. Seems
I would love to, but I don't get out much.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I think what you'll see, do you have plants in the home right now?
There are a few, yes.
Okay.
Amaryllis and peace lily.
Okay, if you want to take a look at something, I'll wait for you to take a look for something. I think you'll see the leaves greener and the flowers even prettier colors.
All right, one moment.
Go right ahead.
Yes, one plant only has a little light green, dark green in its leaves, but mm-hmm. the others look greener.
Does it feel better to you?
Yes.
Because leaves, plants, believe it or not, pick up on energy faster than we do.
Yes, they do.
And if you put your hand around them, you'll feel tremendous energy. It's almost like they're smiling.
Well, let me talk to this one. Oh, yes. See, there we're moving. They're all moving in. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wonderful. So now what are you going to do today or tonight?
Tonight, we'll finish with dinner and probably just take a hot bath.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yes, it does.
That sounds real good. Do you have Epsom salts?
Yes, I do detox all the time.
Oh, see that?
Yes,
now I'm jealous. I don't have Epsom salts.
I'll send you some. I keep at least 5 or 6 on hand at all times.
Oh, good for you.
I am more into the natural healing way.
Yeah.
Above and beyond everyone else. But,
right.
It works.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Universal law, it works.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's
well,
wonderful.
I thank you.
Excuse me?
I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you so much. Call me anytime.
All right, I will.
Okay. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's really interesting, so people will know. Some people can feel energy very well. Some people cannot feel energy very well. That does not mean that you're receiving energy. You are always receiving energy. And the more you receive, the more you opened up. And if you have blockages, sometimes it takes a little bit more to clear up. So things sometimes work in reverse. Sometimes when somebody has an automobile accident, you have to actually go in reverse to reverse things to make it feel better, if you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes it hurts, and it clears up. It clears up naturally. Nothing happens badly. It just clears up. So give yourself time. If anybody else out there has had an accident, give yourself some time. Allow yourself to be, and please get in touch with that light. It's so important, because you'll find out the beautifulness of yourself by getting in touch with that heart light. So important to do. I can't really tell you how important it is, but it's very important. If there's anybody else out there that needs something, please don't hesitate to call, and I'm more than happy to help you out this evening. We have a friend of ours who calls us all the time from England, and he's a very nice young man, and he was on last week for about 15 minutes. And he was discussing about energy, different things of that nature. And we were sending him energy. And when I'm talking about we, I'm talking about the guides. I'm talking about the angels. I'm talking about even connecting with the most divine. And those energies are always being moved around. And they really, really help. And he's a good guy. He's really, he tries to help a lot of people in England. And a very, very nice young man. And so I commend him with a lot of love, and you know that he should be okay, because he really cares, and he's really, really a great person. So he's on the radio once in a while. I know he goes with Dr. Valerie. You know, he'll listen to Dr. Valerie. He'll listen to Dr. Fred, and he probably listens to a lot of other people. But to me, he's really a great guy. He really tries hard, and he wants the world to be a much better place. And I hope that we all want the world to be a much better place. And by sending love, by getting in touch with that love that's deep inside you, it goes to your aura, and it will help Mother Earth. It will help people around you. So please, please dig deep and see that that really helps you. It's not something that is done in a hard way. It's done very easily, because God wants it done easily. There's nothing hard in God's land, in God's love. He wants everything to be very simple. And the best way of getting in touch with him go right through the heart. Every answer that you ever wanted in the universe, anything that you ever wanted to think about, is in your heart, and you will receive those answers if you just get in touch. Hello?
Hi, this is Nick in Costa Rica.
Hi, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Okay. I spoke with you quite a while back.
Yes.
Listen, you need to come down here, visit for a while, bring your friend, Dr. Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Fred Bell.
Yeah.
You know, we had an earthquake here about, a month ago.
Really?
And there were some fatalities, probably between 20 and 50, if they ever can dig up the ones that are missing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only in the epicenter near Poas Volcano. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they need a lot of help. And
yes.
I haven't seen much international help coming, so I'm hoping maybe somebody will maybe contact the Red Cross and help them out a little.
Well, we could certainly pass that on.
Yeah, it's not enough to scare anybody. I'm not real far from there, but it didn't hurt my house a bit. It's mostly the older, smaller houses that, the poorer people have.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, you know, they're so poor, they didn't have much, but they've lost all they have. They're sleeping out in tents, and it hit 39 degrees up there, which you it doesn't seem very cold, but it is if you don't have proper clothing and
yes.
in a tent, or even worse.
Yes.
And this weekend at Unity, the movie that Robin Williams did for Dr. Patch Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Patch Adams is going to be here this weekend. I think this evening he's holding a dinner to raise money for the earthquake victims. So it'll be interesting. I'll get to meet him at Unity.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. Met him, but I will tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping maybe some people might want to donate a little. And don't be scared from coming here on vacation. We get temblors every once in a while anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and so I'm okay.
I'm sending a lot of
that.
Light and love down that way right now. I am so sorry to hear that the earthquake was that was so disastrous. One life is too much to lose.
Yeah, you know, 6.2 doesn't seem all that much, but close to the epicenter it was very bad. They had a lot of landslides, and one lady lost her husband and I guess two of the children, and they were working at a little store they have, little soda where they serve a little bit of food, and they got caught in a landslide, and now she's just saying, you know, God brought this, and now she's making the best of it, and she's trying to help all the other people. Very unique person.
Yeah. Thank God.
I think you guys would like it down here. We have a lot of very spiritual people here.
Yes, yes.
Very peaceful country.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's my message.
Well, thank you, and I'll certainly start. I'll get in touch with some people here and see what we can do, but I'll certainly send you light and love, and I'll send light and love down to your beautiful country.
Yeah. Come visit sometime. We're here.
I would love to. I'm just, my problem is I'm doing so much work up here and around the world now, you know, with healing people and everything else. It's rather hard. But I'm trying to cut back a little bit so I can breathe.
Yeah, they have finally approved homeopathic healing at the university here.
Wonderful.
And, of course, the FDA is down here now. You know, the U.S. likes to stick their nose in everybody else's business.
Well, yeah.
And so they're really creating havoc. But,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'll give somebody else a chance to speak.
Okay, well,
so
thank you.
Bring
your
wild friend down
here,
Fred.
Certainly send you a lot of love and light.
Yeah, bring your wild friend down here. He's quite a guy.
Yeah,
we get a lot of UFO sightings
he's a good
here. Yeah, we get a lot of UFO sightings here. Maybe
Excuse
you can
me?
Communicate with some of them. Okay?
Okay, take care now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's really interesting. Dr. Fred is a wild and crazy guy, but he's also one of my best friends, so he's a good man. He tries to do the best he possibly can, so I can't dock him for that. I know I was on his program last night, and he was talking about his book, he was so enthusiastic about that book that he's coming up with, and it's got tremendous knowledge in it. So I hope he gets through that soon, because he's really bogged down with it and really trying very hard. So, but anyhow, it is 6:55. It's almost time for me to go. So what I'll do is, it's 6:56. So I need to say goodbye, and I want to thank some people again, Dr. Fred Bell, Dr. Valerie. And if Dr. Valerie is listening, honey, it's not my fault. You called me the other day on my telephone, and I don't know your new phone number. So if you can reach me, if you're in this message, or if somebody is listening, there might be a lot of folks listening, could you please have Dr. Valerie call me again with her phone number? She must feel bad that I'm not calling her back, but I don't have her phone number, and all she has is her cell phone that she uses for her office. So God bless her, and I hope everybody is doing fine, and talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.